so grateful for God's grace and mercy and His love and His kindness and all that He has done. And today, I want to preach a message that's just simply, it's time to look up.
Amen.
Time to look up. Amen. Psalms 121 says, or Psalms 3 I should say, verse 2 says, "Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art my shield, for me my glory, and the lifter up of my head." You know, sometimes we go about and we're looking down all the time. But it's time to look up. It's time to allow God to lift your head up. That's what this psalm says, that he is the lifter up of my head. Psalms 121 and verse 1 says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." I preached a message of last year. It was called The Maker. Amen. And I was listening to this song by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir about how the Lord is our Maker. Not only that, He is our Shepherd. Amen. He is the lifter up of my head. And I want today to encourage you, to let you know that no matter what you're going through right now, my help cometh from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. David said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills." You know what that is? Sometimes we're spiritually just focused on our issue. And when we do that, all it will do is bring us down. It's time for us to lift up our eyes unto Jesus, unto the Lord, unto the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 121 verse 1 says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help?" You know, my help don't come from the hills. The Maker made the hills. "But I will lift up my eyes to my help cometh from the Lord." You know, in those days they would build the high places upon the hills. They would worship, the backslidden and the rebellious would worship the false gods on the hills. David said, "My help don't come from the hills. My help cometh from the one who made the hills." Hallelujah. The Maker of heaven and earth. In Psalms 121 to 134, that's a special division of the Psalms. It's called in your Bibles the Psalm of Ascent. It was sung when the people were going up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is up on some hills. And as the priests and the people would travel for worship, they would look up and they would start to sing some of these songs. They were called the songs or songs of ascent. It's time for us to look up. It's not time for us to look down anymore. Because the Bible says, "Look up, for your redemption draweth near." Amen. Looking down will only make you trip over. Amen. Looking down will only get you distressed. Looking down will only get you in the, they say, the molly grubs. Amen. I don't know where that came from. But it's time for us to start looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. You know, these Psalms, as they were marching to Jerusalem for a feast day or for a Sabbath day, they would start to worship. And I can just imagine all the tribes of Israel as they approached Jerusalem, starting to sing and to give God glory, just as we have done today. It's time for us to look up. I don't want you looking at your issue or your problem, because you cannot solve it. The only one who can really help today is Jesus. Amen. Yesterday, someone sent me a word, and I wasn't going to read it, but I think it's appropriate. This person is... doesn't come to this church, is not affiliated with this church, is quite far away, but they sent me a word out of the blue, and it was talking about what you're looking at. And this is what got me to start to think about what are we looking at. It's time for us to look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, that's the key. That's what helped Peter walk on the water. As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But as soon as he started to look at his situation, as soon as he started to look at the wind and the wave, hallelujah, as soon as he started to look at how impossible his situation was, that's when he started to sink. And it's time for us to not be looking at our situation, but to look unto Jesus. That was the key. Amen. The Bible said that David encouraged himself. You know, there's going to be times when there is no one around to encourage you. When it's time, there is only you, and you're going to have to find a word. You're going to have to dig down deep. song, remember a song, remember a praise, and start to encourage yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This person sent me this and they said this. Which mirror are we gazing at? Is it the mirror of failure, insecurity, desperation, inadequacy, approval, appreciation? Which mirror are you looking at? The mirror we should be gazing at is the one that declares we are children of a loving Father, who desires to give us good gifts, who laid down his life so we could live, who took back the grave and hell and stands tall and mighty. You see, this person went on to say, the mirrors in our bathrooms speak lies of imperfection. You ever got up this morning and looked and saw some spots and some lines and some gray hairs? You know, it's speaking a kind of truth, but it's not the whole truth. It's only the partial of the truth. Amen. Because you know what? I'm covered with God's glory. You may not be able to see it, but he's lifting up my head. He's setting me in a new path. He's taking me in a new direction. It says the mirrors in our bathrooms speak lies of imperfection. They tell us something needs improving. Something doesn't look quite right. We're not good enough. We don't matter. Life is too difficult. But this person went on to say, instead of turning to the mirrors of this life, let's turn to the perfected mirror of Calvary. When we focus our eyes on Jesus, we have less to be distracted by. He frees us from the bondage that holds on for dear life. Today, let the chains fall. It's okay to cry. Let the tears roll. And surrender to the one who tells us we are beautifully and wonderfully made. I sent back to the person, I received that.
Amen.
Today God is speaking to us, lift up your head. Hallelujah. Don't look down on the ground. Don't look at your issue because the things of the earth, the Bible says, will soon grow strangely dim in the light of his goodness and grace. In 2 Kings 6, verse chapter 6 and verse 17, you've heard this story so many times of how this Assyrian king sent an army to look and to get just one man, Elisha. He and his servant were in this city, and this whole division of troops came and surrounded the whole city. And all the servant could see was the trouble. Sometimes the devil will blind us with trouble and with situations and with depression. Someone called me 2 weeks ago and they said, you know, I'm just going through a depression. It was someone again in another city called me out of the blue, and I was so surprised that this person is normally a very strong person. They said, I'm just feeling so down and I can't put my finger on it. And I was honored that they called me. You see, but you know what happened? They lost their focus on Jesus. And I'm not blaming them. It can happen to each and every one of us. The greatest of us can get depressed sometimes. The strongest man, Samson, took off his vision on his gifting and put it on someone else. So we can all get to that place, but I want to encourage you today. It's time to look up, hallelujah, for your redemption drawing nigh. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17, it said, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Now this young man wasn't blind physically, but he was blind spiritually. He wasn't really looking at what God can do. I'm telling you, when God is in the equation, nothing is impossible. In Sunday school, we read that scripture, said, is there anything too hard for God to do? Is there anything that is too hard for God to do? He can bring back the dead. He can raise up something that looks impossible. He can make water come out of a rock. He can make food fall in the desert. Open his eyes. You see, sometimes we need our spiritual eyes open. This month our theme is the name of God. And it's not just saying Jesus. The scripture says it's faith in the name of Jesus. It's not just saying Jesus. Anyone can say Jesus. But the Bible says if you have faith in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, God has delivered me so many times. He has made a way when there is no way. He has been the lifter up of my head when I have been down, when I have been depressed, when I didn't know how to get out. He has come through and he has rescued me. It's time to look up. You know, Jesus isn't coming from below. He did that the first time. He came from the grave. But now he's coming from above. So it's no use looking down. He's coming from above. It's time to look up. Scripture says, for your redemption draweth nigh. So sometimes we're going through life and we need our spiritual eyes open. If our eyes could be open, we would relax. We would get in rest. Okay, I see, God, where you're going to handle this. I see where my deliverance is coming. I just have to wait till the 20th of May or the 60th. See, there is a date. At the appointed time. In the Bible, God always has this phrase. At the appointed time. God has an appointed time to bring you deliverance, to take you out of your situation. But you just have to be patient and wait. Waiting is some of the hardest things to do, isn't it? Amen. Jesus told them, I want you to go and wait at Jerusalem. He didn't tell them how long. He didn't tell them when. He didn't tell them what day, what month. He said, just go wait at Jerusalem. Until. Jesus is telling us today, wait until. I'm coming to lift your head up. I'm coming to take you out. I'm coming to bring deliverance. Don't let your faith wane. Don't let the devil take away your joy. You know, I preached a message on joy, and joy isn't about your present situation. Joy is a future expectation. As I've said so many times, about 3 o'clock on a Friday, many of us get happy because we're looking at going home. Now, you're still at work, you're still doing work, you're still in trouble, but you start to feel happy. Okay, just a few more hours, one more hour, another hour and a half, and I'm out of here. Imagine if we had that expectation of heaven. Just another day, just another week, and I'm out of here. Whatever you're going through won't amount, as my former pastor would say, to a hill of beans. What would it matter if next week you're in heaven? What would it matter if Jesus said, welcome now, good and faithful son, enter into the joy. Now, I'm saying this, but I know that most of you are not really listening to me. I want you to really listen to what I'm saying. What would it matter if actually say, let's say Friday, let's pick a date. Let's pick a date. Let's say Friday, the rapture was to happen. And let's be real positive. Let's say you make it.
Okay.
And you are in the throne room of heaven. What will all of this matter?
Nothing.
But you'll have a joy unspeakable. And as the song says, full of glory. It's time to lift your head up. Last week, Sister Johnny said she saw a vision of Jesus on the clouds, or a man on the clouds. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't it be awesome? We can't have a whole lot of time left. Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And look at this world today. Look at what has happened on this planet. I know that God is about to interfere. He's about to take his people out of here. He's about to rapture us out of here. And then nothing else will matter. We need God to open our spiritual eyes and see that our deliverance is not far from here. It's only around the corner. All you have to do is hold on. All you have to do is endure. The Bible said that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but Elisha prayed and the Lord said, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. Behold, where did he see? Not looking down, it was up. He looked up to the mountains. That's where his deliverance was coming from. And it was surrounded by the army of God. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. You see, many times we don't see the supernatural hand of God because we're looking earthly. God is not working in the ground anymore. He came from the grave. He arose. He took back the keys of that place. Now he's coming from this place. And it's time for us to look up. It's so easy to look back, you know, and be looking back. One of the most dangerous times, I think, for probably me and my wife is when we're reversing. That's probably when we've had the most accidents, is when we're reversing. You know why? Because we have to look backwards. As soon as I've got the stick and forward, then I'm cool. But I hate reversing. Because all I've got is that little mirror, and I can't quite see it. I'm turning around. I hate reversing. It's time for us to stop looking backwards. Hallelujah. You can't do anything about what's happened in the past. But story in your life, you can say, I'm going to look up, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Job did not look back at his situation. He did not look at all the things he had lost. He didn't look at what his wife had said to him. He didn't look at the fact he lost his children. He didn't look at that he was sick in his body. He said, I will see the Savior for myself. He was looking forward. He was not looking back. God wants us to look up.
Amen.
I'll prove it to you. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. The Lord had called Abraham, and he had brought everyone with him. He had tried to save everybody with him. Finally, when God got him by himself, when he was separated unto the Lord, the first thing that the Lord said unto Abraham was, lift up now thine eyes. In other words, look up. The first thing God said to Abraham when he got him by himself was, look up. Look up from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. God wants us to look up. He doesn't want us to be focusing on the issues, because most of all, we can't even fix them. We have no ability in ourselves to deal with our problems. But if we give it to him, and we can say like Job, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and one day I shall see him. Job declared that he was going to see him for himself. I'm telling you, yes, there's going to be tribulation. The Bible said, in this life, we shall have tribulation. But when we start to look up, when we start to get our eyes focused upon Jesus, everything else, as the song says, will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know, some of my messages, they seem to be sounding the same. Well, God wants you to hear the same thing to the beginning. It's time to stop focusing on the negative, on the things that take away your joy, and start to look up. As it says in Psalms, he is the lifter up of my head. You see, David almost fell a few times. He did fall a few times. You know why? He wasn't looking up. He was looking at a woman. Instead of going to war, he stayed on his balcony, and instead of looking up to God, he was looking at something else. Psalm 73 and verse 2. David said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. You know what? He was looking at the wrong thing. He was looking at some other people and how they were doing, how they were getting by, how they were rich, and he was suffering. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. If you're looking at the wrong people, it's going to take away your faith. It's going to start making you doubt. It's going to start making you weak. He said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, when he started to see how it seems all these wicked people were doing so well, and he was in trouble, you know what? He was looking at the wrong thing. You can't be looking at other people to judge yourself. They make their own choices. They go their own way. But God is going to make salvation a personal thing. The Bible says, for we must all give an account. I can't give an account for you. You can't give an account for me. I have to look at it for my own self. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. This is Psalm 73, verse 2. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. You ever been at a stoplight and some beautiful 2019 BMW rolls up right beside you? And you're looking at your 2012 100,000 plus mile car, and it's smoking and there's oil coming out and it's spitting. And you know, if you start focusing on that, your feet may slip. But you know what? I have a car. I'm going to focus on the goodness of God. And it works. It runs. Amen. It gets me from A to B, and I'm grateful for it. It hasn't broken down in a long time. Amen. Even though I mistreated it, I am going to be thankful for what I have. I'm going to give God praise for all that he has blessed me with. You start looking at other people, you're going to end up saying just like David, for my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish. He realizes that that was foolish. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, there will always be someone doing better than you. But you know what? There's a whole bunch of people doing much worse than you. You know, I work now, they're used to me asking me how I'm doing, because I answer the same way all the time. Better than I deserve. And they don't understand that. But you see, I'm wanting God to lift my head up. I'm doing better than I deserve. I might not be doing as well as you, but I'm doing better than I truly deserve. Many times people say to me, oh, you deserve better. I said, you don't know me. You don't know where I came from. You don't know what God has blessed me with. You don't know what I should be, where I should be. All of us are doing better than we deserve. It's time to lift your head up and give God praise, to acknowledge the King of Kings, and to thank Him for His goodness and His grace, because He has delivered you out of Egypt. You don't even realize it, but you've been through the Red Sea and didn't even know it. You've crossed over on dry land and weren't even aware of it. Amen. You've been in a desert and He's been feeding you. He's been giving you water from out of the rock and you didn't even know. You are all doing better than we deserve. See, David understood something. That when you start to truly focus on God, everything else becomes small. Someone said, when he was facing Goliath, that, you know, the Bible, the narrative calls him a giant, Goliath the giant, and he was. But David never called him a giant. He didn't see him as a giant. He saw him as the enemy of God. And when you're the enemy of God, you're in big trouble. Because my God is a consumer. He goes on to say in verse 2 of Psalm 73, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. You see, once you start to look up to Jesus, once you start to put your trust in God, He is going to look after you. And my very, very, very favorite, favoriteest verse of the Bible, I know that's all bad grammar, and I say it sometimes at the end of service, Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto Him, you should meditate on this verse. Now unto Him, that is able. Let's say it all together. He's able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. He is able to keep us from falling and to present us. Hallelujah. Flawless. When I think about that verse, it just makes me smile. That God is able to present you, me, he, she, whoever, faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. David went on to say in another psalm, the Lord is my shade, my covering upon my right hand. Psalms 91 verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. You know when you're under the shadow because you look up and you can't see the sun burning down on you anymore. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely. Now, if you have faith, you can say surely. And from the noisome pestilence. God is the lifter up of your head. It's time for us to look up and to stop looking down and to start trusting Him. As we've said so many times in Romans 8:28, it's the first three words that are important, right? And we know. And we know that all things. It may not look good, it may not be good, but when God gets in it, He can change the direction of it. You may lose your job, you get a better job. Amen? I know there's several people in here who can witness that. Amen? You may lose your job, you get a better job. You get rid of the jerk that's been on your case, and God gives you a better situation. You may lose your house, He gives you a better house. My house burned down in 2004, God gave me a better house. That's all He does, is give good gifts. It's time for us to look up. It's time for us to acknowledge who is our Maker. Where does your help come from? Not your job, not the government, not your friend, not your family. My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth, my Deliverer and my Covering. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, it's time for us to declare that He is a lifter up of my head. Say, you're a liar. I belong to the King, and nothing is going to separate me from His love. Hallelujah. It's time for us to not only lift up our voices, look up unto the one who gives us blessing and our deliverer. But I'm going to ask you right now if you can stand.
Praise
the Lord. Told you I wasn't going to be long.
Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. We praise you.
Did you know in the New Testament that when Jesus prayed, he never closed his eyes? Go and look. You'll find that every time Jesus prayed, he lifted up his eyes unto him. Now, we may not be able to do that. You know why? Because we probably don't have the faith. So we close our eyes so that we can just concentrate. I'm not saying you have to do that. But I'm just illustrating a point that it's time for us to look up. Your deliverance is not coming from down here. It's not coming from me. It's not coming from the person next to you. It's coming from the King of Kings. Look up for your redemption. Joy now. It's time for us to look up. God is moving in this place today. And despite whatever the enemy has thrown, despite all of his devices, I know that we in the end win. I've gone to the end of the book. I've read the last chapter. And there is coming a day in Revelation 12 where it says, now has come salvation. I have so many favorite verses. That's another one. There's a scripture in Revelation 12. It says, now has come salvation. Now has come salvation. And I tell you, when the angel says that, when he declares, now has come salvation, you know what? It's all over. It's all over. It's all finished. Deliverance will have come. All of this struggle and strife and pain and suffering that we have been going through here will be ended. There is a day when the angel puts one foot on the sand, one foot on the sea, and lifts his hands up to heaven. And he says, let there be no more delay. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Christ, and he shall reign. That's what I'm looking up for. That's what I'm waiting. I have no ambition. Don't ask me about my 5-year plan or where do I want to be in 2 years. I'll tell you where I want to be. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. I've said it before, my mortgage ends in 2046. Good luck to them collecting that. Amen. Good luck to them collecting that. I'd be 90. But you know what? I want to pass from death unto life. I want to be changed. David said, look up, because God is the lifter up of your head. If you will let him. It's not time to be looking down. Although in our flesh we're human, we feel pain, we feel depressed, we're down sometimes. But I want to give you hope today that God is saying, listen, I want to lift your head up. When Peter and James came to the temple, not long after Jesus had been resurrected, they saw a man sitting by the gate. And he probably had his head down with his cup out. Maybe he was too embarrassed because of his situation. Because he had been a cripple for many, many years. Everybody who passed by that way knew his situation. And he held out his cup and he just looked down. The Bible said he cried out for alms, for help. The disciples came and they looked at him. He said, listen, we don't have money. But before they said that, they said, look on us. They made him look up. That they could, so that he could see who it was. That they were just ordinary men. They were not special. They didn't have any, you know, gold robes or bishop's hats or something. They said, look on us. In other words, they were saying, we're just like you, we don't have money. But one thing we do have, we have the name of Jesus. And we have faith, we have belief, we have trust in the name of Jesus. And because we have faith, trust, and belief in the name of Jesus, we have that that we can give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and go. It's not just calling Jesus. Everybody can call Jesus. It's faith in the name of Jesus. Today, let the chains fall, let the tears roll, and surrender to the one who tells us we are beautifully and wonderfully made. Lift up your head. I've opened this altar if you would like to pray. Don't look at me, but look up. He is our deliverer. He is our salvation. In fact, the Bible says He has become our salvation. Whatever you're going through today, no matter how impossible, how devastating it may seem, nothing is too hard for God.